Hello and welcome to the Luxury Lounge. That's right, every Thursday we head in the lounge, we air our complaints with the world, and here's the beauty of being a member of the Luxury Lounge. There is no complaint that is too big or too small or too frivolous. You can complain about anything you like. Now, you know, some people get confused. They're like, oh, is it rich people problems? No. The luxury of the lounge is being able to air complaints in a safe space. It could be about anything. What is going on in your life? And your life matters here. No one can look at you and say, no, there's bigger problem. No, there's only your problems. There's no bigger problems. I don't care about anything else going on in the world except for your issue. And if you want your issue aired in the lounge, send it to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. That's jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge. Title it Luxury Lounge. And then give me a little spritz of what you're talking about. So Luxury Lounge, ba-da-da-da. Luxury Lounge, ba-da-da-da. Little of that. I saw someone emailed Luxury Lounge and then title it ba-da-da-da. I get the joke, but I ain't reading it. I don't know what you're talking about. I understand we're going to get a little meta. The podcast is not big enough yet to get meta. We don't have enough listeners. I still need to train people to come and send their, you know, we need to keep this going and train people. What I mean by that is I need people to hear this and go, oh, Luxury Lounge. And here's what we're getting into. So I want you to keep sending those emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge. Give me a little sauce. Let me know what you're dealing with. Again, our policy is take your thumb and your pointer finger and make the edges of a box. Stretch your thumb as far. Someone wrote me an email. They go, is it on a phone or a computer? No. It's your hand. You make this shape with your hand, and that's how big the paragraph is. There it is. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, title of Luxury Lounge. And we're going to get right into the lounge. I'm very excited. Today's guest. But before we get to the guest, I have dates, people. I'm on the road, people. Come to these shows. Denver, Colorado is already 3 out of the 5 shows are sold out. So you're going to be SOL if you don't get your tickets now. So shit out of luck. So go to my website, jaredfried.com. Columbus, Newark, Madison, just added to the calendar. Tampa, La Jolla, baby. Nashville, Dayton, Albany. People, jaredfried.com for tickies. Also, if you're listening right now, it's Thursday of next week, so we tape a week ahead of time. I got some stand-up clips on my YouTube. Where the YouTube is about to pop off, as the kids say. I'm converting my apartment into a studio. We're going to have full episodes on the YouTube. We're going to have clips every day. They're going to look great. Shelby, as you know, our producer, who's been more behind the scenes than he used to be, Shelby's going to be back. He's coming to my apartment on a weekly basis. We just set this whole thing up. So youtube.com/Jared Fried. Subscribe to the YouTube channel because there's going to be hot content. Hot content. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Very excited about today's guest. Hilarious comic. She is the host of her own podcast. It's not even on your... Why isn't it on your Instagram? You got dates on your Instagram. You're going to be in... You're all Austin, Texas, April 14th and 16th at Moon Tower. So people need to go watch Steph Tolev. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's not on my... You know why? It's not on my podcast. It's not on my bio because... No one listens to my podcast. I don't know how you have 2 successful podcasts. It is called Steph Infection. It is gross. You have 3, excuse me. So, you have so many, I can't count.
Yeah, so many.
No one's listening to it. I might cancel it. I'm having one last push. It's so
the
much work.
Steph
people don't realize.
Infection podcast. I think it's the name, but I always blamed J Train as a horrible name because it's like, what is this? No one knows. Steph Infection. You talk about people's like medical issues, right?
Yes, and I think my name's Steph, so it's a hilarious pun. Instead of Steph Infection, it's Steph Infection. It's a hilarious name. If you're not getting that, I don't know what to tell you. But it's also so much work to do this from the house. Like people don't realize how hard it is to do all of this. The clips, the everything, it's so much.
We are a one person show, and you can hear it in my voice. I mean, my voice sounds like I huffed 17 cigarettes at once, like in a Looney Tunes, all at the same time.
I think I did do that this weekend. I was in Calgary, and this is what this is what's grinding
with
my
a stampede.
Gears.
Oh, you want to go? You got your complaint? You're ready
I have
to go?
Well, this is a second complaint. I have two complaints. Can I double up?
Hit the music.
It's the guest's turn to complain. They're ready to jump in. They've got lots of problems too. It ain't all about Jared. Let's hear their complaint of the day. Let's hear their complaint of the day. They're invited on the show to have some fun and complain with you. Let's hear that complaint.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna double up.
We'll do yours first. Go ahead.
I got two complaints. The first one is directly related to comedy because your fans actually listen to you and they come to your show. I opened for Jared when he was in LA.
Steph
was a fucking blast.
So funny. You crushed such good shows.
The shows were amazing. Your crowd is amazing. It sold out. It was nuts. Every show was fucking ramped. Okay. I'm on TikTok. My followers do not listen to me. They don't follow me on Instagram.
You've established a TikTok following.
I have. I have 530K on TikTok.
Mm.
Does it matter? No, because nobody follows me on Instagram. They do not read my bio. So I posted a video on Saturday afternoon. One of my characters, Marcy. I'm like, Marcy, here in Calgary. 65 people messaged me. You're in Calgary? I had no idea.
One
guy, this is going to kill you. One guy was in the hotel. He was staying in the hotel the show was at. And I was like, are you kidding me? And my face is plastered all over the fucking hotel. It just infuriates me. So it's like my shows would have been sold out and then they weren't because it was just like
people don't understand. Like, we do everything for stand up.
Yes.
Every stand up is the gift you get to have if all the other stuff gets people funneled to it at some point. Mm-hmm. And you have 500,000 TikTok followers, which is what an amazing success. What a fantastic thing that I'm so happy for you. And we have the problem with, first of all, when someone messages you, oh, you're in town, can you guys not do that?
No.
Don't do that. Stop it. Let us live in peace. Let us live in the reality that we did everything we could to get the word out. and we got every single ounce of ticket buyer to come to our show. Let us live in that naivete. Because, and then they go, and then I get people that will be like, oh, let me give you some food recs for when you're in town. And you're like, did you go to the show? I don't want to eat the food recommended by someone who just didn't even try. Like, and it's I understand how bad I sound, but like, we're the only profession where people literally tell you that they are doing everything they can to not make sure you can pay your rent.
Yep.
Like they will tell you to your face, oh, you're in town. Oh, hi. Oh, okay. I'm not a big comedy fan. You are. You follow the shit. You think you're messaging me right now.
All of my fucking clips. When you in my town, I just had somebody like, Constantly, when you come to Toronto, I'll be in Toronto soon. Keep checking. When you in Toronto? Just did an hour. I did a sold out show. Like, are you fucking like, it's driving me insane.
This one, for some reason. TikTok especially because I don't know what it is. I like TikTok, but the people on there, there's this weird thing because to me, TikTok is social media socialism. Mm-hmm. Everyone kind of has a chance to have a video pop off. If you have 500,000 or if you have you have five followers, you somehow have an equal chance of getting something to like really take off. Now with 500,000, you'll get your baseline, whatever the number is that you normally get on videos. But then you're in, you know, you've already, also you've thrown the penny into the wishing well because maybe it'll go to 1 million. That's what they kind of have us hooked to, this drug that is the lottery ticket aspect of it. The problem with that is that because nobody really follows on to a person, they don't, it's almost like it's a passive follow to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it is. It is. And it's like, and if the video gets pushed out, so now I'm like, because the algorithm is so messed up too, especially on all the algorithms are fucked. So now I have to like do a video So the whole thing is the joke of this character, Marcy, is that she's always looking for a man in a different city. But now I have to do a fake one where I film it like today, Marcy's going to Denver, because otherwise people are going to have no fucking clue that I'm going to be in Denver.
You got to get ahead. And yeah. This is, again, this is the, you know, this is the frustrating part of doing stand-up in today's society. It's like, it feels like the sand is trickling through your fingers at all time. Like, how do you figure this out? Now, your other complaint about Calgary, where I've been before, the Stampede. I have been to Calgary.
You've been to Calgary. My big complaint. So this is what I came on here today to talk about. Because here's the thing. I'm assuming you do this too. We are on the road for weekends at a time. We're not bringing our whole wardrobe. We're bringing in a small amount. We're bringing a carry-on. We don't have time to wait for baggage and all this stuff. Do I want to bring a million clothing options? Of course I do.
Sure.
Of course I do. I'm a gal. I like having – I feel fat in this. I feel fat in that. Every outfit I put on, I'm fat. I have to try on 400 things or leave the house. When I go away
– In a perfect world, you would have – the skinny jeans, the medium jeans, the bloated jeans. You know, you'd have the three bears of options.
I'd have the options. I'd have two pairs of shoes. I'd have like a bunch of shirts. I'd have like, you know, so I pack my tripod. I have vinyl records. I'm packing it all into this carry-on, okay? Mm. Also, I'm getting vinyl records as merch. Huge mistake. Big mistake. Yeah, they are not flying off the shelves. They're very hard to lug. They're very heavy. They're very stupid. Nobody buys them.
Yeah, anyways, this is not... I always thought the only thing someone should sell on the road is like a beer koozie.
Because literally,
you could put 10 in your backpack and then that's it. And then you could be, you know, 10 times 5, you've made $50. Get the fuck out of there.
That's it. I brought 20, I believe. And I think I did sell 15. Or 10. I sold 10. I sold a couple.
How much is each vinyl?
20.
I don't know if it's worth it. I was selling t-shirts and I brought like a whole extra bag of t-shirts and then you're just a t-shirt lugger.
I luckily, my merch lady, Caitlin Gill, is the best. Merch Kitchen, if you're looking for a shirt, she makes one really cool. Shout out, because she sends them to the place for you and then takes them back. So she, I do nothing. She sends them to, they're going to Denver right now.
That's very helpful.
It's very helpful. It's very nice. She does them all, but it's great. So I've been packing a carry-on my whole life. And for some reason, Air Canada has a problem with me and with my carry-on. So I didn't realize the flight. So I had to fly from Calgary to San Fran to Burbank.
Brutal.
I get on the plane. I walk by them. They look at my bag. They take a peek at my carry-on. Everyone looked at me, looked at my bag. I go, bag's fitting. I come on. Overhead bins, size of my clit. They are like, you are not getting anything in these overhead bins, okay? You can barely get a backpack in there. And I'm like, isn't it a rolling bag?
Clitoris-sized bins.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, me and this other guy, we are fisting our rolling bags under the seat. I'm trying to get it. I'm like, it's not going to go in. So usually, here's the thing. Usually they go, hey, if your bag doesn't fit, we'll take it. We'll put a tag on it. You pick it up at the door on your way out.
There's two different types of we'll take it for you. This is the problem. If you're and this is the issue with the we'll take it for you and give you a tag. If you're on a small plane, they'll do that. They'll have that. That option where, and I'm okay with the pink tag. I actually like the pink tag.
Don't mind.
They give you that. They go, hey, it ain't gonna fit above. It'll be waiting for you on the way back. I'm like, cool. It's gonna get taken out from. It's gonna be like it's put in the trunk of the plane, and some guy is gonna slam the trunk and bring it up to me. That's fine. The other will take it is actually on bigger planes where if it doesn't fit up top and they don't have that pink, you know, kind of like. Service, if they don't do it at all, then you're back in the wash. You are thrown into the regular baggage claim people, which is not what you want at all.
No.
Yeah.
No. So I was like, where's my bag going? And this is now, I need to stress, Air Canada specifically has lost my bag 3 times now, lost my parents' bags about 10 times. My bag's always gone. They always use my bag.
Just go.
The woman goes, I mean, you get them eventually, but like, I it's always an ordeal with every time I check a bag with Air Canada. So the woman takes my bag. She goes, let's go to your final destination. I go, please, no. I go, please. I go, please, no. I'm like, please, I'll pick it up in San Fran. I go, don't do this. I'm like, please, don't. Please don't do this. I go,
I'll fit it in my own clit. Please.
I'm like, I literally would have shoved it inside my ass if I could. I'm like, I literally can't do this right now. She goes, trust me. She gives me this little piece of sticker. She goes, pick it up in Burbank.
Yeah.
So I have a layover in San Francisco. I get to Burbank. About 12 bags come out. Thing stops. No bag in sight. My friend was with me. I go, I bet you $500 I'm getting a bag. He goes, I'm not taking that bet. So now I flew with, the first flight was Air Canada. Second flight's United. So now United has no idea. So I give them my sticker from Air Canada. They go, it's not in the system.
Uh-oh.
What day is it? It's Tuesday. I flew on Sunday. They still can't find my bag. My bag is gone. There's no bag.
So it's just gone.
They think it might be in San Francisco. They don't know where the bag is.
At this point, I'm taking the money.
The bag's gone.
Forget the bag. The bag is done. I would start tallying up. Get out the calculator.
Yeah.
Get out the abacus.
I have to.
We have to move on. From the bag.
And I know there's a lot of personal items you're
going. The problem is you can't go. You go, there's one shirt in there that you thought fit perfectly on you. You can't get it off your mind. I'm the same way.
My Moosehead has vintage tee.
See, I knew there was a shirt on your mind because I would be the same way. I'd be like, I only brought clothes because when you pack, you are packing for your most comfortable stuff. It's the A team of clothing because you want to feel good on the road. So you want to put those clothing that you, the t-shirt that fits perfectly, the soft t-shirt that fits great. Mm-hmm. You want to wear all the A-plus clothing. Plus, you know, the nighttime clothing is stage apparel, you know, your stage stuff. But it's really those A1 items.
Yep.
That you have leaned on, and that's why you're bringing them with you on the road to feel comfort, to feel good in your soul. So you are right now in the phase of denial.
Yes, I am. I refuse to believe. Yes. So now I have to. So the issue is, I'm flying out on Thursday.
But the dollar. Well, you better find some new A1s because it's over for this group.
I have to go buy a bag.
When you tell them how much the stuff is worth, you have to put an emotional dollar amount on that.
Oh, I am, because my Moosehead T-shirt was $50, but it's my favorite T-shirt in the entire world, and it was like
that's a $200 T-shirt to me.
Yeah. Oh, every T-shirt in there is $200.
Let me go to my complaint. Hit the music.
Jared, he has some problems. Jared, he's got some issues to do. Get off his chest right now. Jared has a lot of issues. Jared has a issue with a lot of things that we can discuss. Can you relate to the problem now?
I have two complaints. I'm getting annoyed with dating right now. And I know you are someone that's annoyed with dating as well. Mm-hmm. I'm getting annoyed in a very luxury way because this is the most luxurious of complaints. I went on Hinge and then I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. I deleted Hinge. Now I got drunk in Omaha and I was like, I download the app, but I set it for New York. I'm not doing the, I'm in Omaha for an hour. Come over. You know, I'm not doing that. So I'm setting it for New York. So immediately I did give this advice on JTrain. I was like, delete the apps. Come back in a month, you'll feel like a rock star. You'll get a bunch of matches. Here's the problem. I'm getting matches with people I have already matched with before. Mm-hmm. And they don't say to you up front, hey, we know each other. Like, to me, they're all a bunch of Jewish chicks that I'm matching with. Like, so like the idea, and I'm not saying that like, and some of them I remember, but I'm not remembering all of these people that are coming back into a match scenario.
They also, don't you feel a bit offended that they don't recognize you? Because it's like being a comedian, that's a standout person. That's a standout job. That's a standout.
They do recognize me and I feel like a douchebag because I don't recognize them. Because again, what you're saying is they're like, look, if we've matched before, like I can't go look up their Instagram. I'd have to search, like, you know, Google search their LinkedIn profile, like, which I do sometimes, but like, I'm not doing that for every match. And like, for me, I'm out there. Like you could put Jared Comedy and it's going to come up and you'll see my fucking face. So I'm having these people that are coming up again and I got a text one person, but I'm not getting the luxury of the conversation to catch me up. Okay. They're caught up. I'm not caught up. So this woman and I match. She's cute. And she, her immediate message, like I write something fun and flirty to her prompt. And then she writes back, LOL, we've matched like 5 times and talked on Instagram. Here's my number if you want to make a drink. And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I appreciate, and I'm sure they're a great person, but like now, and then I'm like, I do want to think, I'm like, what did we talk about? Let me know. Like, did we have a bad conversation that fizzled out? And that's why, like, we both agreed at one point this wasn't going to work out. So yeah, why yeah, are yeah, we doing, yeah, yeah. So you're like, I have this like weird thing where I'm like, I have no idea what our conversation was, whether it was good or whether I enjoyed it. Now I'm in this position where I'm like turning this person down because I'm like, I don't know enough to go on. I don't want to leave my couch for just, here's my number. We've matched 5. If we've matched 5 times, that's 5 losses. We're 0-5.
No, I'll tell you right now, this is a no-no. I have a new thing. If I match with somebody before and they go, we matched before, I immediately unmatch them. Because if I'm talking to somebody online, or if they send me their number and I'm like, there's no text before, I'm like, no, you're a bad man. Like, that means that person did something bad and it's over for you.
I will also, like, I have to trust my previous self. Why didn't, but then I'm like, but I'm on this whole new, like, I want to be more deliberate. I want to, like, you know, so I ended up texting the person and I was like, so I'm trying to remember our conversation. And they wrote, oh, we DM'd, and I go to the, so then I find the DM.
Okay.
And it was them correcting my grammar. And I was like,
ta-ta, see ya. This is why.
And then, so I kind of leave the conversation. So now they have my number. I figured out that, and I wrote, I was like, oh, you're the grammarian. And they were like, what? I was like, I read our DMs, like trying to get like maybe a more fun conversation to happen. And then they go, well, can I see if you're funnier in person or you're actually funny in real life? That was like the, should we go out so I can see if I'm, and I'm like, and I wrote, I'm not funny.
No.
Like I wrote back, but now I'm miserable.
Yeah.
I'm the screenshotable, look at this miserable fuck who doesn't want to say that he's funny and he's not being fun. And now I'm the asshole. Do you know what I mean? It's like reverse jujitsu of social media and Instagram and the dating app where it's like, oh, I'll start by being annoying, but then in the end, you'll be so frustrated that you'll be taken away in the straitjacket and I'll go, no, it was them the whole time and no one fucking believes me. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but I as a comic, I think you're still not the asshole because that is the biggest asshole comment when anyone goes, you think you're funny? Oh, prove to me you're funny. Yeah, our full-time job is a comedian. We are funny. We have no other income. Yes, of course, and we're funny. How do we do this?
I know, but I know they're trying to be fun and flirty. Like, I do understand, like I always think of, like, what my dad is, like, the number one. My dad is the devil and the devil's advocate. Like, what is it called? Let me play the devil advocate.
Yeah. Okay, that's my dad
in every scenario. My dad will always look to whatever the opposite version of my scenario and go, they're just being fun. You're not a fun person. It's like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah. but that's the thing. Like, but also like if you're reading that and going, oh, this isn't fun. It's not fun. If you're not like laughing at this, it's like you don't, you're already, I also think too, if my friend Anessa does this all the time, it's a very good example. She'll match with people, they'll have full conversations, they'll match years later, she'll go on dates with them, forget she went on a date with this person. Halfway through the date, the guy will be like, do you not remember we've been out before? And then at the end of the date, he says something horrible like, oh, you're still fat. And she's like, oh yeah, that's why I didn't go out with you again. You're a piece of shit. So I'm trying to get her to like write down guys' names and like remember, or block the numbers because like that's crazy. Like she's had two guys that were so rude to her. I was like, I can't.
Then you become hard on yourself because you go, how could I not remember? Who am I not to remember? How could I? You know, all of this ends up on your doorstep of your insecurities. And I'm that same way. And I know, listen, there's people listening. Dating is horrific for everybody. I'm just saying this is happening. Like there are conversations. It's almost like we're speaking to each other through a can attached to a string and we're missing half the sentences half the time.
Yes.
You know, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Send in your luxury lounge complaints. Title of the luxury lounge. Give us a little sauce on the end here with Steph Tolev @Steph Tolev. Steph Infection. go listen to her podcast so she doesn't cancel it. Also, she's going to be at Moon Tower. If you're in Austin, you are going to love Steph Tolliff, at Steph Tolliff on Instagram. Also on TikTok, go join her 500,000 fans and go to her shows. The J Train podcast is brought to you by Rothy's. They say the clothes make the man, and it all starts with your footwear. If you don't want to choose between comfort and style, pick Rothy's. Their signature seamless knit designs means all their shoes look and feel great right out of the box with no break-in period. I have them. That's completely true. You put them right on, so comfortable. I have the driving shoe. They're sharp. They're perfect for spring. The driving shoe, if you're looking for, you know, the guy in your life to get a gift, oof, these look great. I get compliments on them all the time, and they are super, super, super comfortable. So you're not going to hear, well, I don't like to wear them. No, they're going to like to wear them. You may have heard of the Point and the Flat from Rothy's. In fact, People Magazine named the Point the best flat for their first ever style awards in 2021. But Rothy's also makes insanely comfortable sneakers, loafers, ankle boots, and more. The best part is everything Rothy's makes is better for the planet. They've repurposed millions of water bottles into their signature thread that goes into every single one of their products. Go get both style and comfort this spring with Rothy's. Plus, get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/jtrain. That's rothys.com/jtrain. The J Train podcast is sponsored by Indochino. Whether it's for a pandemic delayed wedding or a rescheduled reunion, now is the time to dress your best. From weddings to work functions to weekends out on the town, it's always the right time to dress to impress, especially in clothes that fit you perfectly. Indochino makes high quality custom fitted suits, shirts, and casual wear, all at a surprisingly affordable price. You can customize everything from suits and shirts to chinos and bomber jackets at prices more affordable than you might expect. Here's the reality. Okay, the only thing that makes you anxious, let me put it on me. The only thing that makes me anxious about going to an event is having clothes that don't fit me right. Too small, too big. I want to feel good in what I'm wearing. And there's nothing you're going to feel better than when you're wearing something that is made for your exact measurements. And sometimes we just deal with the clothes we have because we order online and you get two delivered and you're in between the sizes. You're like, oh, I'll just go with it because I've already ordered it. Indochino is going to be made for you, your body, your measurements, whatever the number is, your half sizes. I'm a half size. I'm in between. Indochino is the solution to so many of my problems. Also, emotionally, I feel better when I'm in an Indochino. I have the pants. I have the shirts. They're great. Indochino offers completely custom-fitted suits, shirts, casual wear, and more at surprisingly affordable prices. Every piece is made to your exact measurements, and you can customize every detail all online. Choose everything about your suit, including the fabric, lapel, monogram, and statement linings. You can create a suit that fits you and your style perfectly. The best part, Indochino suits start from just $429. People, when you're getting something custom made and it costs $429, please, people, that's a suit. And shirts from $79 with all customizations included. This season, dress to impress on every occasion with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using promo code JTRAIN at Indochino.com. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com, promo code JTRAIN. Luxury Lounge, bag fee at Balenciaga. Okay.
What's this?
Jared, Feather, longtime listener here, huge fan of the Luxury Lounge. Here's my complaint. Over the weekend, I treated myself to a Balenciaga bag. Now, I am not familiar with Balenciaga other than it is a high-end item.
I don't know.
Would I be right? You don't know.
I have no idea. I thought it was the Bellagio in my head. I thought it was a hotel.
I treated myself to a Balenciaga bag that I've been eyeing for a few months now. When I got home, I was reviewing the receipt and saw a 0.05 cent bag fee listed. I live in New York, where you have to carry a reusable bag wherever you go for groceries and the like. However, when spending literally thousands of dollars on a new handbag, I figured a shopping bag would be gratis. Obviously, I can spare the 5 cents if I can afford this bag, but I think it's laughable to tack on this fee at all. Can't a girl get a shopping bag for her new Balenciaga at no charge? What do we think? This is insane.
I'm on her side.
Of course we're on her side. This is the Luxury Lounge.
That's insane.
That's insane. The fact that Balenciaga goes, we'll take care of the bag. They should, we'll take care of the bag. That's what they should say.
Yes.
And even if they let me know, at least we can have a big laugh that there's 5 cents to be spent on a fucking trash bag.
Like even they should give one of their own bags. Like these people are probably making how much commission on this bag? They can afford to bring in your own bags from fucking Target, stash them under the fucking thing, give them a bag. That's crazy.
Why are we the customer paying this tax at all? Why are we paying the 5 cents at Walgreens, at Balenciaga, at the grocery store? Why would I go to Whole Foods owned by Jeff Bezos and have to spend the 5 cents because the government's come in? He should spend that shit.
Yeah, literally.
Why is that put onto the customer?
I'm supposed to remember my own bags every time I go. Who does that? Nobody always remembers the reusable bags. I have 96 Trader Joe's reusable bags that I forget every time.
I am never going to bring a reusable bag. I am never, never. I don't care if they outlaw bags. I will carry all the shit under my arms because this is an insane thing.
No, it's insane.
It's insane. Go to paper. Go to paper and do the Trader Joe's paper ones that have the handles handles, and they're just as good. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying that we have to have plastic. I'm not trying to strangle a fucking swan with my plastic bag. All I'm saying is and this is a lot of these luxury complaints where we're all diseased. We have all been convinced that we are the problem, that we're the ones ruining this earth. No, how about Whole Foods? How about, you know, Balenciaga? Why can't they pay these? This is their company. They're making.
Yes.
Or mark up the purse 5 extra cents so that we don't even have to have this discussion.
We don't have to know about it. Also, I can't get the image of you standing knee deep in a pond with a plastic bag just choking out a swan right now. You want this? Here's this 5 cents. And you're just choking out this.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Steph Tolev at Steph Tolev. Go follow immediately at Steph Tolev, Instagram, TikTok. Go follow her on Instagram because we're sick of the TikTok followers. Okay.
We're sick of it.
Luxury Lounge. I am done saying bless you every time someone sneezes at my job. Who came up with this quote unquote rule? I know the origin, but does it really matter that I acknowledge a sneeze? Who cares? Steph Tolev, what do you think? I agree with this.
So do I. I was literally at a store literally 2 days ago and a woman sneezed and looked at me and I looked right back at her and then went back to sifting through the rack. I don't know you. I'm not saying, I'm not religious. I'm not saying bless you, excuse you. Like, can you say excuse me when you do it? Like, it makes no sense.
Excuse me makes more sense. Excuse me, because a sneeze and a burp are pretty more similar than we want to believe.
Stuff's coming out.
So excuse me, especially in times of COVID where there's airborne sickness, excuse me. I think you're totally right. Every sneeze should be followed by an excuse me, not me wishing you well. Yeah, you just tried to kill me.
Yeah. I'm going to die now. I'm sick now for sure.
So I got to tell a story. This is like, so I've been trying to talk on stage about my breakup. Okay.
Yes.
And you've witnessed, you know, some of the bits working themselves out over time. Uh-huh. And when I was in LA and you were doing the shows, so I was in Salt Lake City this weekend, and when I talk about the breakup, there's a part that I can't make funny. Like, it's just been very difficult, and it's all about like when someone asks you, why are we breaking up? And someone asked me, and they say, why? And it gets really quiet. And then I go, and they keep asking why. And I'm searching for the angle I want on this, because there's no reason why in a breakup. I truly do believe that. Like, any why you tell someone, and I'm going into that bit. So I go, and it gets really, and I, leading to this other part of the joke, but I get really silent. And I go, they always want to know why. And I wish I had that reason. And I don't know. And then as it's silent, this guy, this like man, just goes, and it was like the cutest man sneeze I have ever heard. And like no one could ignore it. Like, my moment where the lights dim and I'm opening up is just interrupted by, and I go, I go, bless you, man. And everyone like laughs and like, I can't get back on track. Now the new joke I'm working on is like when a sneeze or a cough is heard at a comedy show, I immediately like, I am failing. Like this is the audible, yeah. Like they are laughing so little that a sneeze, like, and you know what I'm talking about? Like during a show
yes.
when you hear,
oh yes.
and you're like, did I just hear a fucking cough? Like I am like, how cough bad comic.
Yeah. But sometimes they're coughing because they're laughing so hard. I did hear someone in Calgary say that this is horrible. And I was like,
They said that?
Oh yeah. Then I called them out. They're like, no, we were laughing. I'm like, Oh yeah. I
fucking hate a sneeze and I hate a cough during a comedy show. So like this person is like, yeah, the sneezing, when you hear it at a show and someone like goes like, they didn't even try to cover it up. They're just like, achoo. And you're like, okay.
I think a slurp of an empty drink is worse. That like the bottom of the bottom of the glass, like the ice clinking around, that really pisses me off.
Like, signs
really,
you're bombing. Like noises yeah. you're bombing is like the slurp of an end of a drink, a cough, a sneeze. What else? You know, hearing them shake a margarita at the bar that's in another room.
Well, they're going to do that anyways because fucking, I literally posted a video the other day about how whenever you ask for a drink, they shake the margarita for 45 minutes. It doesn't need to be shaken that many times. It makes me crazy. Two shakes, it's mixed. 45 minutes, they're fucking shimmying around. I'm like, that's it. It's shaken. Stop.
There's a new club in Richmond, Virginia, which I had a good time at. It's called Sandman Comedy Club, but it was in a former bank. So it's like brand new. And they put the bar, like they have like, they have the bottom seats and then they have like this big like top level seats. Like they have like a balcony section.
Okay.
But then they put the bar on the ground. And I was like, why wouldn't you just put the bar up in the balcony, put all the seats on the ground, you'll have the same number of seats, and then I don't have to fucking hear the shake of the margarita. So at the end of the weekend, the guy's like, hey, what can we do about the club? What do you think? And I'm like, yeah, I would move the bar. I would move...
He's like, stop the margaritas.
It was just so, yeah, it was so funny that he's like, you have any suggestions? Like, could we turn up the volume a little bit? Well, you could do $100,000 renovation.
Or guess what? Take fucking Margaritaville off the menu. Just have a fucking pint of beer and that's
Yeah, this is a stir, not shaken. We are the opposite of James Bond here. Nobody hears James Bond. We are in a comedy club where someone's eating chicken fingers. No one has a tux on. No one needs a shaken martini. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here we go. Jared, my roommate and I are moving out of our apartment in a little over a month. We started the pack recently and I began by boxing up some of my own items I barely use. My problem is this past weekend, still with little over a month left before we move, my roommate packed away the toaster, air fryer, coffee maker, etc., that are technically hers, but we have both shared the past 3 years. Why would she pack away appliances that are used every day 1 month before we move out? I work from home and use the coffee maker at least once a day. This is horrible. Yeah, I don't want to tell her to unpack those items since she has a busy schedule, but what the fuck do I do for the next month? Thanks, love the pod. What do you think, Steph Dolan?
I think that's absolutely absurd.
It's passive aggressive.
It's also, that takes 2 seconds to wrap up. Like, it's not like a crazy thing mounted to the wall. It's not like a whole, like, it is a usable appliance.
It's a big item that would get into one box. Like that, yeah, it's not like packing away like the little odds and ends that are on the trinkets.
And you have to wrap them up. Yes.
Yeah, no. This is a big item, the coffee maker. I would say to them, hey, I would actually go to this roommate. I'd be like, can we unpack the coffee maker?
Yeah, no, just like, there's no way I would allow that to go in the box to begin with. I'd be like, oopsies, no.
Oopsies is a good response. You must be mistaken.
I would do the classic, hey, you know what? I'll pack this up when I'm done with it. I know it's yours. I'll put it in your stuff.
I've been using it these last whatever.
Every single day of my life. A coffee maker. I have coffee. I have about 3 cups of coffee every morning for my coffee maker. My parents don't have a coffee maker. They have the stupid fucking Keurigs. I think it tastes like shit. So I had to go out and buy a coffee maker at my parents' house and they refused to let me keep it on the counter. So I had to keep it in the basement. So every morning I have to go downstairs in my parents' basement and it's psychotic.
So you're like a coffee troll. You have to like go down.
Maybe good morning. It's psychotic. They're literally unhinged and they get so mad. So they have that coffee maker downstairs. It's also like the really tiny one that has like just like two cups. Like it's nothing.
I have noticed coffee makers, coffee. That's why I thought this is passive aggressive, because coffee habits, people do not like when coffee habits differ in a living space.
Yes.
It is very judgmental. Mm-hmm. It's very weird. I mean, my ex and I live together and I'm a Keurig user. So I don't take offense to you saying you hate the Keurig, but I would use like that Keurig to me is like, I've brought it from place to place. Like I make my flavored coffees. I love my Keurig. Like I don't know why I love it so much, but I just do. And they were like, I'm not having this in our place. Like they were like anti-Keurig. And I was like, okay, what are we gonna do? They're like, I like when a fresh pot is being, you know, the best pot of waking up is Folgers in. And then like, I like hearing the blah, 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 blah. But I'm like, I have no connection to that either. It's like, it's two different lifebloods. And I do understand how for someone hearing the glug, glug, glug of the coffee is a spiritual thing. So I could imagine that in this roommate situation, to me, this is bigger than just the coffee pot. To pack it away a month before means they fucking hate that you use their coffee pot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the toaster, also simple appliance. I'm assuming it's a two-slicer. Seems like they wouldn't have a four-slicer. It seems like a two-slicer. Small. That and the coffee machine, that's in the same box. That's that, and there it is. Like it's not hard.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Steph Tolev. At Steph Tolev, go follow Austin people. I know you're out there. Go watch. Go to Steph's show, April 14th to 16th. You're gonna love Steph. Luxury Lounge, fitting rooms closed. J Train. I'm standing in the mall, seething, and I need someone to vent to. I'm going to Napa next weekend, and I wanted to purchase a few summer items for my trip. I go into Zara and spend about 30 minutes picking out about 15 items to try on. Mm-hmm. I schlep them around the store. They were heavy, and find the dressing room tucked in the back of the store, only to find that they are closed. I see an employee and ask if they're opening soon because we have no COVID restrictions here anymore, and I figured they were closed for cleaning or something. They are permanently closed with no hope of them opening for me to try on these clothes. I'm expecting to purchase $400 worth of clothing just to go home and try them on and bring the ones that don't fit back within 30 days. Then when I tell her I don't want to do that, she is annoyed with me for having to put back all my clothes. No, there should be signs everywhere in the store notifying of this so I know not to shop there. Signed, Naked in Napa. Steph, what do we think?
Yes, she should have walked in. They should have been a billboard directly. FYI, I did this exact same thing in a fucking mall in Burbank. Carried on a bunch of shit. Get there. I'm like, there's clothes. She goes, yeah. I go, well, what am I going to do? Get nude right here? And I would. I put the shirt on over my shirt. She's like, you can't do that. I'm like, I can and I will, because I'm not buying the shirt. Like, this is absurd. It's crazy. Zara too. They're also, this is individual. What, it's almost getting more soiled, taking it to your home, schlopping it all over your counter and your bed. No, it's gross.
I have no understanding. It's as if Zara was looking for a reason to not have fitting rooms.
Yeah.
The whole time. This was their out. There's so much that annoys me about this. I can't even know where to begin.
No.
Because first of all, it's the idea that the employee's mad at you. The employee should be mad at their fucking employer who didn't warn their people, but the employee's almost feels like the employee's mad because they're like, we couldn't get another one. The grift is off. Like, because people do buy more when they think they're going to look good in these clothes.
Oh, yeah.
They buy less when they try them on and realize this fucking looks like shit on me. So I don't know if this is a commission thing that they're mad at, but the idea that they're mad at you for being impolite, it's like, no, Zara, Corporation Zara's impolite. They have put us both in this situation where you have to put back a bunch of shit and I'm not going to buy anything. And then I have to sit here and go, I don't know if anything fits or not.
No, this is crazy. I was just in a Zara and everything was wide open. It was a fucking free for all in there.
It sounds like this is coming from like San Francisco because they're going to Napa. And I know San Francisco has just recently opened up. But like, I don't know. And also like, I would want to say to Zara, if you're going to close your fitting rooms because of COVID, I need to see the numbers. I need to see how many deaths are related. This is when it makes us fucking sickos. Because now our relationship with death is so different than it was 2 years ago that we go, No. I want to know how many grandpas died of COVID because of their granddaughter went to Zara and picked up some new low-rise jeans.
Yeah.
I want to know how many low-rise jeans account for COVID deaths. And if you can give me that number, then okay, I get it. If 100,000 people have died due to the low-rise jeans at Zara, okay, I get it. We'll shut it down.
Also, maybe get some doors, Zara, instead of that fucking curtain that doesn't fucking close anyways. I have mothers just staring at me changing. I'm like, get a fucking door, and maybe COVID won't spread through the fucking shower curtain, you idiot.
The J Train Podcast is brought to you by Chime. No one likes waiting on a paycheck, especially when you've got bills due. Good thing there's Chime. Now you can get your paycheck up to 2 days early with direct deposit. That's two more days to save, pay bills, and just feel good about your money situation. But Chime is more than just about getting paid early. It's also an award-winning mobile app, checking account, debit card, and optional savings account. So what are you waiting for? Hopefully not your paycheck. Get started today with Chime. Applying for a free account takes less than 2 minutes. Get started at chime.com/jtrain. That's chime.com/jtrain. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Chime, a new way to build credit. The J Train is thrilled to bring on our new sponsor, Framebridge. Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to all those travel photos sitting on your phone. With Mother's Day around the corner, Framebridge is also making the perfect gift. What a great idea. In fact, select gifts ship next day. People, what a great idea. Sending your mom or any mom in your life a picture that's framed is like, it's one of those things, and I'm not looking to trick any mom out there, but I will say, that's more thoughtful than it actually is. It looks more thoughtful. It has something they want to use with the thought that goes into a handmade gift, but it ain't shit handmade crap that you would make. This is real great, beautiful frames around a beautiful photo of you and the mom in your life. Just go to framebridge.com, upload your photo, or they'll send you a packaging to safely mail in any physical pieces. So I sent in the cue cards from my Tonight Show and made it look great and sent it down to my parents, and they like love it. They put it up in the garage. So you can preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. Just choose your favorite and you get free recommendations from their designers. The experts will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece ready to hang. Instead of the hundreds you'd pay at a framing store, prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Order online at framebridge.com. Or stop by a Framebridge store to work with a designer in person if you're in New York, D.C., Atlanta, Philly, Boston, or Chicago. That's amazing. So you can go in, you can send it in, or you can just upload your pictures. Get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. What a great gift. Looks thoughtful. It is thoughtful, but it's really not as hard as a thoughtful gift. That's my personal thing that I would put into this. Go to framebridge.com. Use promo code JTRAIN to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code JTRAIN. Framebridge.com, promo code JTRAIN. JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com. JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Steph Tolev at Steph Tolev. Luxury Lounge. My job is not cute. Jared and Guest, I'm 30-year-old female living in California, and I've been an elementary school teacher for 7 years. Here's my complaint. Oftentimes when I'm chatting with new people and I tell them I'm an elementary school teacher, I am met with a response with, ah, how cute, or how fun for you, and worst of all, sweet gig, summer's off. These responses bother me for a few reasons. Yes, my students are cute and bring lots of joy to my life. I truly love my job, but my job is not easy. Behavior challenges, district demands, communicating with parents, balancing the educational content with the emotional/social support for the students, long hours spent in the classroom, grading. It is a lot. And I do absolutely cherish my summers off, but if you were to poll a random sample of teachers, you'd also find that the majority spend their summers teaching summer school or we're attending professional development trainings and are planning for the next school year, which are unpaid hours of work. It feels good to get this complaint off my chest. Thank you for taking the time to read it. Love the lounge. You up and all things J Train. Sincerely, tired teacher. What do you think, Steph Tolev?
I mean, I didn't know any of that. So now I feel bad for maybe I had said that in the past. I didn't realize he did a bunch of like summer stuff and you know that. Now I feel bad. I don't think I've ever said it's a cute job, but.
Well, it's demeaning. I mean, we get a lot of responses to our jobs that are demeaning as well. I mean, we talked about the, are you funny? Do you, that's like number one.
You get paid to do this?
You get paid. How much do you get paid? People ask you literally how much do you get paid? Like people are, if they don't respect the job, they generally speak that way about the, you know, ask questions in that way.
Yeah.
I would do understand the idea of someone going, cute, is a little bit like, oh, I could do that if I had.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you couldn't handle it. Maybe you wouldn't be able to do this job. And
don't they have to wipe kids' butts too, or that's like baby kids. That's like kindergarten.
I mean, I'm sure there's some butt wiping involved. Listen, going into any job fucking sucks. You know, having to walk into work and having to do that thing in your car where you go, okay, deep breath, 3, 2, 1. Let's start the day. You ever do that? You wake up in the morning and you're like, I don't want to go through this day. And then you do like the 3, 2, 1, get out of bed. And you know you're not going to fucking stop moving until you get back into bed that night at 10 o'clock. And it's like, yeah, it all fucking sucks. So when people say these things, it is very demeaning because it's like, what the fuck do you do that's so hard?
Yeah. Literally.
You know, what the fuck do you do that, you know, whatever judgment you have on teachers. In the summer thing, what is even more annoying is people assume, like, the summer thing for teachers, I'm sure, is great if you have, like, a rich spouse.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that would be the hardest part about being a teacher is, like, you are in the same field as rich spouse person who's, oh, my summers are Italy and we just do whatever, you know, or my summers are my own and I really love it. And then this person's like, no, I'm doing professional fucking training so I can make an extra 10 grand next year, you know, and be able to afford the crayons that they make me pay for.
Yeah. It's also like nobody has any idea what any one's job really is unless you're doing that job. So fuck you.
Totally.
For having any kind of judgment.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Luxury Lounge. NYC subway seats. Jared, love the lounge. Let me get right to it. I commute to work in NYC like most people that live here. I hate when I go to get on the subway train. There are open seats, yet people have their bags sitting on the empty seat next to them. Oh, boy. Hate this. When I went to want to sit in the seat, why should I have to be the one to say, excuse me, or do you mind if I sit here? I shouldn't have to do that. It's an open seat. I've started to just turn around and just start backing my ass into the open seat where the bag is. But this is, of course, rude, and I'm the asshole. I wouldn't mind if the train started moving and someone put their bag on a seat, but I feel like if the subway car door are open, the seat should be too. Thanks for giving me a space to put this complaint into the world. Steph Tolev, if you were just visiting here in New York, what do you think?
I almost sat in a puddle twice and I'm assuming it was piss. I think the New York subways are repulsive and I think backing up, I hate when people do that. It's so awkward. It's so like, also it's like one little bag. Hold your bag. If you want to go shopping all around fucking town, you carry your shit or take a fucking cab home. That's it.
It is annoying.
So we all pay the same amount of money.
I am the son of a woman who does this with beach chairs where she'll just put things on them to save them. The beach chair, I'm a little bit more understanding of it because this is for the day. You are establishing your space for a long period of time. The subway, for you not to understand, this is a temporary situation. Put it in your fucking lap. Let people sit down. We're all tired. And I had it happen last night. Last night I had this like big weird chunk of time. I had a spot at 12:45 in the morning, so I went to a bar to have a drink, to type out what my set would be on my phone. I get to this bar, it is hopping. There's one chair at the bar that has a jacket and a bag in front of it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay, I guess that's taken. But I keep looking at it, and I keep looking at it, and it's 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Who's in this chair? Finally, another chair opens up. This bag chair is still sitting there. And I'm like, I wanted to go find, and again, I was there like around closing. They did last call because my spot was so late at the Cellar. And I go, you're doing last call. Who? And I needed to know whose stuff was in that chair. Like it's someone that works there. That person that works there should be fired immediately. Those chairs, if you watch Bar Rescue, what do they say? This chair is worth $10,000 a month in revenue. It's like, I would have sat in that chair for 20 minutes and I was standing there looking around. And it's like, who did this?
Yeah, who did this?
It's fucking JTrain Podcast at gmail.com. JTrain Podcast at gmail.com here with Steph Tolev. Go, go, go. Let's do this one. Luxury Lounge. Lost AirPods system.
Oh.
I recently lost my AirPods at Fort Lauderdale Airport. When I realized what had happened the next day, I tracked their location to find my AirPods, and they were at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, Florida. But that's it. All I can do is see where they are. There should be a way of to deactivate them from my iPhone, or perhaps play loud death metal at full volume. We need more from Apple. It's 2022. Sincerely, AirPodless. This is horrible. They're just watching.
I relate so hard to this. There should be. Your AirPods should not be able to leave the area of. They should go off. There should be an alarm. Mm. It is nuts.
Yeah,
I'm searching for the case. I can't. I lost my last AirPods. They're still connected. I don't know where they are. They're still connected. Every day I had to go on AirPods 2 and connect them. It's like, it's crazy how they haven't figured this out. They have not mastered the AirPods.
They're not protecting us. The idea that this person is just waving at their AirPods at Dave and Buster's
while
they have a good old time. They're in the
AirPods
ball pit.
Just doing the skee ball.
Well, I was on a flight the other day, and I talked about this on Coffee with JTrain on Patreon, patreon.com/JaredFree at $5 a month for 2 extra podcasts a week. I was next to a person on the flight that got so hammered on the flight that they lost their phone during the flight.
Oh, God.
And they start moving around erratically. And they're in the middle seat. I'm in the aisle. I'm going, what is with this dude? What is with this dude? I thought he was going to like take over the plane. He takes out his big fucking iPad. And it's like this. It's like the type of iPad that you can tell the person's like a very techie person.
It wasn't the iPad for a kid.
It was the iPad for a fucking nerd. So he takes out the iPad and he starts fidgeting around and he's looking and he starts doing Find My Phone on the iPad. It's like, do you think this iPad is going to tell you seat 25B is where the phone is? What do you think?
We're in the air.
And I go,
I don't think this is service. It's not going to find it up there.
This guy had already spilled Bloody Mary on me, which is like next to baby diarrhea. That is the last thing I want spilled on me.
That's bad.
And I go, and I all of a sudden he jumps out of his seat and he reaches under his ass and he was sitting on his phone the whole time. I was like,
how big is this guy's ass? How do you feel that?
Where the fuck else would you think the phone would be?
But like, how do you not feel a phone on your ass? Are you insane? That guy's got something wrong. He's more problems.
He was tweaking the whole flight. And I was like,
God.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Steph Tolev. Let's do one more, then we'll go to the screenshot one. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do this one. We both don't have kids, but I like getting into the parent complaint world. Jared and lounge guests, thank you for allowing me the joy of listening to other people complain. Jared, I am an avid listener of all your podcasts. We'll finally get to see your show in Nashville. I can't wait to come to Nashville. My complaint is about the parent pickup lines at my son's schools. Of course, there is complaint enough in the length of these lines, but that is not my specific grievance. My older son is in first grade at the public elementary school. My younger son is in a paid private preschool that is directly across the street from the elementary school. Like throw a rock and hit it close, which sounds so convenient. Yeah, it does. But I would assume there's two different lines, which is brutal.
Yeah.
Except that they each have different start and end times. Ooh, big kids 8 to 3, little ones 9 to 2. This is so fucked up.
Stupid.
That is so stupid. And they probably say, well, the little kids have to start at 9 because they wake up. But no.
They're already out. The kids are up at fucking 4 a.m. What the hell are you doing?
Also, make the other one 9 to 2. You're 8 to 3. Oh, I guess it doesn't even out now that I think about it. 8 to 3 is 2 hours longer than 9 to 2. Just make it 10 to 3.
This is the kids.
We don't live close enough to go home and kill time. The only thing nearby are Dollar General store and a fast food joint. Welcome to the South. So running any errand is out as well. So now I lose almost 3 full hours of work time each and every day to literally sit in my car. My 3-year-old also inevitably has to pee at some point within that period of waiting in the car. If another asshole tells me to just enjoy the downtime and read a book, oy, who would say that is assault of the ears? Read a book.
That's
how judgy
nightmare.
Is that shit? And I'm going to I'm going to mail them one of the water bottles he's been forced to urinate into. Maybe I should start a halal card or curbside fitness class in each pickup line to monetize these wasted hours. Thank you for the space to vent permanently in park. What do you think, Steph Tolan?
That's so fucking stupid.
It's awful.
That is. I would lose my fucking mind sitting there for that long.
If you're the paid elementary school. The private paid elementary or preschool across the street, part of what you're paying for should be to be on time with the elementary school that's literally across the street.
Yeah.
Like that should be.
Or have a little extra class. Like you're already paying for it. They should have an extra thing. Oh, if kids who are, I'm sure she's not the only parent that's doing this.
No. It can't, I mean.
That's crazy. No, that's like, what is she supposed to do? Literally, there's nothing around. I think she should start a fucking little yoga and like use their fucking space. Like, sorry, I'm using your venue because there's nowhere for me to go.
I like the idea of a halal cart because I think that would piss off the private school people that there's someone making, you know, smelly meat dishes
right outside.
JTrain podcast at gmail.com. JTrain podcast at gmail.com. Keep sending your luxury lounge complaints. Send it, title it luxury lounge. Okay, Steph, let's get to this email. I sent it to you earlier.
Yep.
Luxury lounge. Terrible bumper stickers. Jared, an esteemed guest. I was in the Starbucks drive-thru line for my morning coffee when my senses were assaulted by maybe the worst bumper sticker I have ever seen. Screenshot attached. Zoom in to see where it says, give birth in the water, basically. Gave birth in the water, basically a mermaid. I know people cry, quote unquote, trigger warning a lot these days, but this felt like something I should have to have had, which I should have had to opt in to see, especially first thing in the morning. Pics below. Thanks for your time. So let's take a look.
Oh my God. I just want to have coffee and watch my kids swim. These are creepy and obsessed with swimming.
Yeah.
Ski life.
At what point?
Swim life? These are weird, man.
I mean, these are very weird.
Birth matters? Fuck you. When people have shit like that, I hate when people put their political agenda on their goddamn... The only bumper sticker I've ever laughed at in my life, Daniel Webb, comedian, has a bumper sticker that says, I put the cock in livestock. And I don't know why. It's the funniest thing I've ever
heard. Well, here's
the
thing.
People get so mad at it.
This one has, like, the Air Force. Like, that's great to see. You have one shot at a bumper sticker.
Yeah, that's it.
The minute you get into all of this going on, are now in crazy land, and we just assume you're not a NASCAR.
What is the peace?
You're not
love?
Sponsored.
What is that?
Peace,
mean?
Love, and
what is that?
Fucking
looks like a fucking.
I don't know.
Afterbirth. Is that afterbirth? The peace, love, and afterbirth. What is that? These are bad.
I remember when I was younger and I got my first car, I went to put like a bumper sticker on mine. I wanted to put like a Patriots helmet on it or some shit like that. I remember my dad was like, why would you ever put anything on your car to have anyone have an excuse to fuck with your car?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? What in what world do you need to come at people with your personal shit that you need to put out there? And it's like, that's what these people are doing. They need other people to see what they're about. It's aggressive. They are letting you know, here's where I fucking stand, and anyone who disagrees, fuck off. That is what how it comes off. And it's like, even the people that have like the family with the stick figures and the dog, that's annoying too. They're all annoying. And it's like, this person had to let us know they're a mermaid, you're a special snowflake. No, you're driving a fucking Toyota, okay? You know, the life isn't great. It's a Nissan. No. You're driving a Nissan, okay? There is no mermaid here.
No.
Okay, you're not a magical, mythical creature. You're a person in a Nissan that has to go into work every day and wait in the line for your kids at the pickup stop.
Yeah, that's exactly what you are. And
life is miserable. These bumper stickers are not convincing me otherwise.
No, stop. It's also, isn't that kind of distracting when you're looking at I can't have anything on my dash. Everything, I'm like, people have all these things hanging on their mirror. I'm like, it's distracting. You can't see the fucking road.
What is the, and I try to wonder, like, what is the happiness that comes from the bumper sticker? Like, in what world are they getting someone that's like beeping at them like, mermaid gang?
Yeah, nobody. They're beeping, they're going like, they're going, fuck you. Goodbye.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Steph Toloff, thank you for coming on. This is fantastic.
Thanks for having me. Very fun. I love complaining.
Everyone go follow Steph at Steph Toloff. So fucking funny. At Steph Toloff. Going to be in Austin in April. Go, 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 go to the shows. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Thursday in the lounge. Keep sending your emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.